Chapter 3. The Beginning of Terror. Far away in England, Jonathan Harker's fiancée, Mina Murray, was taking a holiday with her friend, Lucy Westenra. Mina was a very pretty girl, but it was her friend who had the most admirers. Lucy was very beautiful, and at that moment she had three suitors. Dr. Seward ran a hospital for insane people in the north of London. Quincy Morris was an American and an adventurer. Arthur Holmwood came from a famous English aristocratic family. The two young girls were holidaying in the town of Whitby. One day, Lucy told Mina that she had decided which of the three men she was going to marry.
"It's Arthur," she said excitedly. "I've made up my mind."
Mina was pleased for her friend, but Lucy noticed that there was something sad in her friend's eyes.
"What is the matter?" she asked Mina. "I have not heard from Jonathan in such a long time," Mina replied. "The letters that I do receive from him are so cold and short. He hasn't even contacted Mr. Hawkins, his employer. I am sure that there is something wrong."
"Don't worry," Lucy said to her friend soothingly. "I'm sure that there is a perfectly logical explanation." Later that night, there was a terrible storm in Whitby. It was the worst storm that anyone could remember. The wind was very strong, and the rain fell heavily throughout the night. During the storm, the people of the town saw a ship which sailed mysteriously out of the mist. The boat eventually beached itself near the town. It was a Russian ship named the Demeter. When the authorities inspected it, they found that it was empty except for one man. This man was the captain. He was dead, and he had been tied to the wheel of the ship. The only other living creature on board appeared to be a large black dog, which jumped from the ship as soon as it reached dry land and disappeared into the narrow, old streets of Whitby. Mina and Lucy were sharing a room in the town. But one night after the arrival of the strange ship, Mina woke and had a feeling that Lucy was not in the room with her. Mina could not find her friend anywhere in the house, so she went outside. It was dark, but the moon appeared from behind a cloud, and Mina could see Lucy on a bench in the garden. She was half lying and half sitting, but there appeared to be a dark figure standing over her. Mina cried out and the figure fled, disappearing into the darkness. She quickly ran over to her friend, who was now completely alone. But as Mina helped Lucy back into the house, she noticed that there were two small marks on the girl's neck. The following night, Lucy tried to get out of the room twice, but Mina had locked the door and kept the key with her. She appeared to be sleepwalking, so both times, Mina took her friend by the hand and led her back to bed. Mina looked out of the window, but she could see nothing. There was a full moon, but all she was able to see was a large bat flying in circles above the garden. Although she ate and slept well, Lucy seemed to grow paler and weaker as the days passed, and the two marks on her neck appeared to be growing bigger. Mina was very worried about her friend, but her spirits were uplifted when she received a letter bringing her news of her beloved Jonathan. But once she began to read it, her joy did not last long. The letter came from Budapest, where a sister who worked in the hospital wrote that Jonathan had suffered a terrible shock and that he was very sick.
"Something terrible has happened to him," she wrote. "He spoke of vampires, wolves, and blood when he first came to us." "I must go to him," Mina told Lucy. "I cannot wait another moment to be with him. At least he is safe."
At that same moment, in an asylum near an old, gloomy house in London, a patient called Renfield was acting very strangely. He kept repeating, "He is near, he is near." And one night the patient escaped. Fortunately, Dr. Seward, who ran the hospital, and members of the staff were able to capture the poor man. However, As they were taking him back to the asylum, he began to kick wildly and started screaming at a bat which was flying in the trees around the hospital. It was Dr. Seward who received a phone call one day from Arthur Holmwood.
"It's about Lucy," Holmwood explained. "She seems to be getting worse every day. She's so weak she can barely walk. She just lies in bed all the time. Could you come and see her?"
Dr. Seward agreed to visit Lucy at her mother's home, but when he arrived, he could find no reason for the girl's illness. The only thing that he noticed were the two red marks on Lucy's neck. So the doctor took a sample of her blood and sent it to be examined in London. But when the results came back, they showed that there was nothing unusual about Lucy's blood. Not knowing what else to do, Seward sent a message to his old university professor, Abraham van Helsing, in Amsterdam. Van Helsing was specialized in unusual illnesses and often handled strange cases. The professor arrived in England 3 days later. He examined Lucy briefly, and strangely enough, the following day she appeared to be a little better. However, one of Dr. Seward's other patients was only becoming worse. Since he tried to escape, Renfield's condition had degenerated. All of Dr. Seward's efforts had been in vain. He had also tried to question his patient, but the poor man made no sense. All he would say was, "He has gone. He has left me. He has gone."